The next category that the Rambam discusses that unfortunately if a person does this avera, he could chalila bechas lose his share le'olam haba, is the idea of machtiyah harabim. Machtiyah harabim means if a person, let's say, entices or encourages or enables others to do avera, and it doesn't have to be a major avera. Afilu, let's say, the Rambam says, Echad sheikhti bedavar gadol, kegon Yeravam benevat. Yeravam benevat, the tzaduk ubaitus. So you know, Yeravam benevat became one of the kings. He was originally major learned person. But being that he became the king and he was jealous of his position to be able to protect his position, he built his own Avodah Zarah instead of allowing the Jews to go to the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, they would not give him any kavod because he wasn't descendant of David HaMelech or Shlomo. So therefore, he wasn't allowed to be a king. So therefore, he built his own idols that he demanded that people in his territory to come and bring sacrifices to his idol, which is Avodah Zarah, Chiyuv Karet, etc. So the bottom line, this is Yeravam Menevat. Choteh Umachtiyat Harab. And then he continues, Ve'echad Sheikhti B'davar Kat. Up to now we were discussing Isur Gadol. Davar Gadol. Now he's talking about Isur Kal. Afilu Vatel Mitzvat Aseh. Let's say individuals who are interested to do a mitzvah together. You prevent them from doing a mitzvah for whatever reason. Unless it is justified, the person asks a posek. But other than that, to prevent people from fulfilling a mitzvah, that's also considered to be machtiyat harabim. Ve'echad ha'ones acherim ad sheyichteu, or you force them to do a sin. Ke Menashe shayah horeged Yisrael ad sheyavdu avodah zarah. That Menashe also became a king, the son of Chizkiyah HaMelech, Melech Yehuda. That also he says that he would push the people up until the fact that he would kill them unless they would do Avodah Zarah. Oh, Shehita Acherim Ve'edicham. That this is the Nekuda, that if a person pushes the people away to idol worship and he forces them, so this is the Nekuda that the person Chalil B'chaz could lose his Sheol Olam Haba. What's the reason? The Gemara offers that Machtiyat Harabim, being that they cause others to do teshuva. If a person himself would be that chote, that's one thing. That if you are a sinner, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person wants to do teshuva, Hashem helps. V'chote u'machtiyat harabim ein masbikim b'yado la'asot teshuva. The Gemara says, what's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him the opportunity to do teshuva? Because how can it be that you encouraged others to do avera? You do teshuvah, you're going to have chelek l'olam haba, and your own talmidim, your own students, the individuals that you helped to do avera, they're going to go to Gehinnom. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him an opportunity to do teshuvah. Of course, there is, it says, Ein davar ha'omed bifnei teshuvah. There is nothing that is going to hold back teshuvah. And if you really push yourself hard, tremendously, a person could be able to come back, and then eventually, once he does teshuva, he could be zoche once again le'olam haba. But in general, the Gemara says Yisro shel Adam mitkaber ala bechol yom, or either the language is mitkaber ala bechol yom or mechadesh ala bechol yom, that he comes with new tactics to be able to entice the person to do avera, or mitkaber ala bechol yom, which means it comes with new energy to be able to fight against us. So, ilemal HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ozro eino yacholo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help, a person cannot be able to fight on his own against his evil inclination. So therefore, in general, it doesn't exist without siyata nishmaya that a person should be able to be zoche to fight against his yetzerara. So how much more so, in this case, that ein masbikin be'adol la'asot teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him the opportunity. So in general, the path is available, but in this case, is not possible. So this is one of the answers, by the way. Sefat Emet brings this answer, major answer, that he says, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to say, Anochei Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeit Avadim? Why doesn't it say the greatest? This is the major, major question. Why doesn't a person that wants to introduce himself, he should say the biggest, biggest thing that he did for somebody else? Rather than, I brought you out of Egypt, so you should say, I'm the one who created you. That is a question by many, many Mefarshim, Ibn Ezra, Asteris, and others. So right, Sefat Emet says, the answer is, because Gadol Machtiyo Yoter Min Ahurgo. If somebody causes another person to sin, especially major, major Averot, that this is worse than killing the guy. Because if you kill the guy, you kill him only in Ba'olam Hazeh. If you cause him to sin, you caused him to lose his Chelek L'Olam Haba. So Gadol Machtiyo Yoter Min Ahurgo. You cause him not to have Chelek L'Olam Haba is the worst thing than killing the guy. Gadol Machtiyo Yoter Min Ahurgo. So if this is the principle in Judaism, that therefore to cause another Jew to sin majorly is worse than to kill him, so the opposite is also true. To give somebody life is greater, or to save him from Avera. So therefore, just as to cause him to do a sin is worse than killing him, to give somebody life is great, but greater than that would be to save him from Avera, to save him from a location of Avera. So therefore, writes the Sefat Emet, this is the Nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to introduce himself and says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeitecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I brought you out of Egypt, rather than I created you. I created is very good, but bigger than that is to save you from the location of Avera. So therefore, Machtiyah Rabbim, people that unfortunately cause others to sin, so Ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba.